The meeting is in this synagogue, the Chesed El Synagogue. It's been a place of worship for the community continuously, and today is the 120th anniversary of the synagogue. It's a reminder of the long history of the Jewish community in Singapore. The Jewish community adds to the richness of our multi-religious landscape. It's small, but they have made an outsized contribution to our nation's development in business, civic, professional, charitable life. And I came here today because there has been feedback from the Jewish community about how reactions in Singapore from some people to events overseas have impacted the lives of some members of the Jewish community. So I came to speak with the Jewish community, those who turned up here, and hear from them direct. They faced unpleasant incidents, hostility, both online and offline, and they feel less secure.
Minister, could you give some examples of these incidents?
Well, you know, my ministry has noted of late worrying developments on the ground. September this year, toilets in international schools, in a couple of international schools in Singapore, which have Jewish students, were vandalized with anti-Israel vulgarities. In October, a member of the Jewish community wearing his the Jewish skullcap, kippah, on his way to the synagogue at Waterloo Street, a passing motorist shouted "Free Palestine" at him. In Singapore, followers of any faith who wear visible markers of their religion, you know, Jews do that, Christians, Muslims, even Hindus, visible markers, should never be made to feel targeted based on their religion. And these negative experiences have extended beyond the Jewish community to other Singaporeans as well. So late October, a Singaporean Chinese man wearing a cap with a patch resembling the Israeli flag was assaulted by a Malay man. Police are investigating. We don't yet know the full facts, why the man did what he did. And, you know, there can be explanations. Often, my experience has been, you know, after investigations, actually you find that such people have mental issues. But it's a worrying trend nevertheless. And last month, a Catholic member of the public reported through a government feedback channel that a couple that he was speaking with had condemned her in the name of God for not doing anything for Palestinians. And at the same time, there have also been more Islamophobic expressions in Singapore since the 7 October attacks. Late last year, there were a series of incidents involving graffiti in public toilets, which said, "Melayu Sokong Hamas," you know, translated, "Malays support Hamas." Police are also investigating this. We take all such incidents seriously. We will investigate and take action, you know, if the culprits are found.
With all this that's happening here, are you concerned with the situation?
Well, overseas, the situation is more serious. There have been terror attacks, acts of violence, targeting both Jews and Muslims, standing on opposite sides of the issue, and lives have been lost. In Singapore, the situation is very much under control. But, for example, my speaking to the Jewish community today, speaking to the media, going to a mosque when POC has been sent, and, you know, saying we're going to take action, and we took action, all of this calms the situation down and, I would say, nips it in the bud. I mean, we don't wait for these things to develop. If you remember some years ago, 5 years ago to be exact, December 2020, a young Singaporean Christian boy was detained, very young. He had made detailed plans and preparations to attack Muslims at two mosques. March of 2021, a Singaporean Muslim boy was detained. He wanted to attack Jews outside the synagogue at Waterloo Street. So, you know, all our communities, regardless of race and religion, have the right to feel safe in Singapore. And regardless of the size of their communities, their places of worship, we cannot make them into fortresses. They have to be freely accessible. But at the same time, Singaporeans of all faiths should be able to go about their lives feeling safe and secure. That's really part of the cohesive and harmonious society that has taken us decades to build. So, as I said earlier, in September, when pork was delivered to various mosques, I spoke out strongly against that. I went to the Al-Istiqamah Mosque, which had been one of the mosques which had been targeted, and I spoke myself, and we have taken action. And today I'm here at a synagogue to engage the Jewish community, to make clear to them, as well as to the public, acts of anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Singapore. Here in Singapore, our laws and norms reflect a very simple principle. Everyone, regardless of race or religion, must be treated fairly. They must be allowed to practice their religion freely. They must be protected from discrimination, harassment, and violence. And all Singaporeans and all communities in Singapore, whatever our feelings towards Palestine or Israel, must feel safe and respected here.
There's also a recent relook by the Fullerton Hotel to allow the Friends of Israel Gala Dinner to be held at their premises. What are your thoughts?
I can understand the sentiments. People feel, and you know, if money is channeled towards Jewish resettlement in the occupied Palestinian territories, you can understand that people will feel very unhappy about that. Our position is that the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal under international law, and we don't want funds from Singapore going for that. So the fundraising can go ahead, but conditions have been imposed. Government has said the funds raised cannot be used for the resettlement of Jews in the occupied Palestinian territories. The funds cannot also be used to support any military or combat operations in any way, directly or indirectly. These conditions are aligned with Singapore's long-standing position on Jewish resettlement in the occupied Palestinian territories. In the online sphere, there are even calls for the food to be served at the dinner to be poisoned. Others suggested inviting a Palestinian terrorist group or having the event in front of an incinerator, which appears to be alluding to the Holocaust. That is, these sorts of things are unacceptable. I have said when one side seeks to apply pressure, the opposite camp will inevitably react. And remember, if that happens, it is the largest and best organized groups that will win, and minorities will suffer. For example, as regards this fundraising, a church wanted to come out and speak out against the cancellation of the dinner. They felt very strongly about it. But you know, if they went ahead and said that, and if that got broad support among the Christian community, that would then have become a Christian versus Muslim issue. So we advised them against it, advised them against coming out and saying anything. And thankfully, they listened to our advice. If they did not, and if they managed to persuade a larger group of Christians, then you can see how the situation could have looked. So I say to everyone, have a care. Yeah, go ahead.
How do you ensure the safety of the Jewish community?
Well, in a number of ways. First of all, the laws, the framework is there, and we are very clear that we will enforce it. Second, over long years, the legal framework, as well as all the attempts by the government, as well as the community, to create a peaceful, harmonious society has broadly created the right conditions for people to feel safe. And third, whenever something happens, we move quickly. And I think that has kept the balance. And my being here speaking with the Jewish community is part of that effort.
Fridolf from Bita Haria. So you mentioned earlier about the right of all faiths to practice freely over here. Now, so how can the government and community leaders help Singaporeans to understand the difference between religion, aka Judaism, and also political actions overseas?
I think it is incumbent on religious leaders, community leaders, to come out and really reiterate our commitments to multiracialism, multireligiosity, and that, you know, we are Singaporeans. We don't bring in foreign conflicts to be against each other. And what happens overseas shall remain overseas, where communities need support. For example, the Palestinians. We raise funds, we help them. You even saw in yesterday's media what our foreign minister did. So we have raised very substantial amount of funds from Singapore. We have scholarships for Palestinians to come to Singapore, and we help people, but we don't target other Singaporeans within Singapore. But at the same time, as I said, when fundraising is done, we impose conditions to make sure that it complies with international law. So we won't allow funds to be collected in Singapore for funding of illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, for example.